Are you encouraged by the progress Jadavian's making, and do you feel like he's starting to feel a little better?
Yeah, he practiced today, so it's still I would still put him in the day-to-day.
When you look at some of the things that they do offensively with the tight end position, you know, how much have you seen kind of, you know, just a lot, level of involvement? Obviously, this last game, they used them quite a bit.
Talk about the Colts. Yeah, no, Jack Doyle's got about 40 catches. You've got Allen in there that's got a bunch of catches, does a good job on third down, red area. Swope, I mean, yeah, they've got a good threesome of tight ends there that are, you know, all three you're going to have to deal with in different ways.
I have to ask you the most important question of the day.
Here we go.
You were at Penn State. Did you ever run into Matt Rhule, the new Baylor coach? And if so, what do you think about him?
Matt Rhule is an excellent coach. Played at Penn State, walked on there, and you know, I think he was on special teams, earned his way onto that type of deal. He's been an excellent coach wherever he's been. You know, Tom Coughlin thinks very highly of him. He coached for the Giants. Matt came to Penn State a couple times when I was there. Some of the things we had going on there, and I think it's a home run hire by Baylor.
You look at the season that DeAndre has put together. What do you think of, you know, kind of some of the production, things he's done, just dealing with, you know, having a new quarterback, making adjustments,
yeah,
all those things?
Yeah, DeAndre's a pro. That's what he is. He's a pro's pro. He's a guy that shows up every day and works hard. Great teammate. Been very key for us on third down. He's made some big catches for us in games. Maybe he doesn't have the amount of catches that he would like or that we would like right now, but he has made all of his catches have been very, very important. They've been catches that, you know, move the chains and have been important. So I think the guy's done everything we've asked him to do this year.
The last couple of months, you've had, if not one guy, multiple guys running the football very well each game. Is there an advantage you see to having different backs having success over the course of a game?
Definitely. I mean, you know, every guy that we put in there has a different skill set. You know, some guys, you know, everybody's got a different skill set. Some guys are bigger than others. Some guys are a little quicker. Some guys are different pass receiving types of backs. Some guys can play on the perimeter of the formation. You know, so all of them bring different skill sets. Even though, you know, Lamar's the starter and Lamar's the guy that gets the bulk of the work, they all bring different attributes to the table that are great for us.
Grimes was very good this last week, very productive. Could you see him capable of even more?
Well, you know, Grimes is a situational player. You know, that's what he is. So if there's a bunch of situational plays in the game, he's going to come up big for us. He's done that for a few years now. He's come up big for us in special teams. He's come up big for us on third down. He's does certain things on first and second down, two-minute drill. I mean, the guy does a little bit of everything for us, and that's a guy that is very valuable to a pro football team.
Coach, are there any takeaways you can have from the first time y'all played the Colts, or is it just y'all guys are two different teams right now?
Oh, no. I think you definitely look at the first game. I mean, you know, they played well against us, you know, right up until the end. You know, I mean, so, you know, I'm not sure how much different they're going to be, you know. You know, we look at that game. I'm sure they're looking at our game. We look at all the games that we've played against them over the last 3 years, and there's some carryover. There's some some things that don't carry over, but definitely want to make sure you pay attention to when you've played them previously.
When Lamar played for the Dolphins, he didn't have as many touches. He's been able to show this year the durability, playing every week. What have you thought of the season he's had and just kind of being able to tough it out through a lot of nagging injuries?
Yeah, he's a very tough guy. He's another guy, like I described DeAndre. He's a pro's pro. I mean, he shows up every day. He's got a very workman-like approach to his job. I mean, he's attentive in meetings. He rarely makes a mistake out on the field. A very dependable player. A guy that plays when he's banged up, plays when he probably doesn't really feel like playing, you know, practicing. And, you know, that's the mark of a really good pro, and he's brought a lot to our team. You know, we're really happy to have him.
Bill, just Andrew Luck's mobility, is he another one of those that can extend plays and hurt you, and does that change the way you have to rush him all the while knowing that you need to put some pressure on him?
Yeah, he definitely. I mean, one of the things that he does a great job of, and he's actually doing it more and more over the last few weeks, is his ability to extend plays, but not just to scramble, to throw the ball down the field. I mean, he's made a lot of plays like that, and that's one of the things that makes him so dangerous, that we're going to have to do a really good job of trying to limit those, because when he gets out of the pocket and he's able to extend a play with his run threat, but also the ability to throw it down to a uncovered receiver because you come out of coverage too early, that's a very dangerous deal, and he does that very well.